Number 1.
I've finished looking over your cover letter for your job application, Ramon.
Thanks. Do you think I highlighted my communication skills sufficiently?
I do. And I think the first paragraph where you talk about your motivation for applying will really appeal to the company.
Great. I'm a bit concerned about the second paragraph, though. Any thoughts on that?
It was somewhat vague. For instance, instead of just saying you are good at cost-cutting and time management, perhaps you could add some concrete figures to indicate how you exceeded your targets at your previous job.
Thanks. That's a good idea.
Question. How will the man probably change his cover letter?
Number 2.
Hey, Jack, did you say you got your kitchen renovated last year?
Actually, it was 2 years ago, but yes.
We're thinking of getting ours done, and we were wondering if you'd recommend the renovation company you hired.
Well, they charged us a fortune and justified it by saying their work would last for years, but it's now clear they cut corners to save a few bucks. They obviously selected inferior materials for the flooring, as it already needs redoing.
Ouch, I'm beginning to wish I hadn't asked.
Sorry, it's a sore subject. I'd steer well clear of them if I were you.
Question. What does the man say about the renovation company?
Number 3.
Have you met the new manager yet?
Yeah, he seems like a pleasant guy. He said that his entire career has been in finance, though.
This is the first time we've had someone in charge who wasn't promoted from within, isn't it? I guess the company wants a fresh perspective.
I'm worried it'll be a little too fresh. We're a software development company, and managing this department requires a strong technical background.
I'm sure the company wouldn't have hired him if they didn't think he was up to the job.
I hope you're right.
Question. What does the woman suggest about the new manager?
Number 4.
Did you catch the election debate last night?
Yes, I have to say I was quite impressed with Janet Goldstein's ideas about expanding public transportation and providing more funding for recycling.
I wonder how feasible those goals are, though. She also says she'll reduce taxes for the middle class, but how can she do that if she's going to shell out huge amounts of money for her other promises?
Well, there's a budget surplus at the moment.
But that won't last long. If she has her way, the country will be running a deficit before you know it.
Question. What does the man imply about Janet Goldstein?